Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about computer programming skills, and they are in demand. Our lesson today is about how maybe it might be a good idea to learn some computer programming skills, or how to write code. Well, what about your school, or maybe your high school or university or whatever school you're going to, do they offer any computer programming classes? Did you ever take any of these classes? Did you learn anything in those classes? Carolyn, did your school teach computer programming?
Well, my college definitely did, but my high school actually offered a few classes in computer programming when I was there, and my brother took them, and it gave him a great start for his major, computer science, in college.
Ah, very nice. Well, I never took any computer programming classes, so I have no computer programming skills, none at all. I know how to work with a computer, to start it, to shut it down, and to write some things using the keyboard. But maybe, after today's lesson, I might be inspired to take some computer programming courses. And maybe you will too. Let's get started with our lesson.
Computer programming skills in demand. Learn to write code. Everywhere you look these days, it's clear there's no shortage of people using smartphones and tablets. Of course, users don't need to know how to write the programs their devices use. In the opinion of nonprofit foundation Code.org, however, it's probably time they consider learning. The group claims that a shortage of computer programmers could lead to 1 million programming jobs being left empty in the next decade. Not a good thing for a world that runs on technology. In the long run, Code.org hopes to increase the number of high schools offering computer programming classes.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. With so many gadgets and electronics these days, computer programming is the way of the future. In today's article, we'll learn about how the demand for people with computer programming skills is on the rise. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Computer programming. Computer programming is a noun. Tim's school will begin offering computer programming classes next fall. Shortage. Shortage is a noun. Many countries around the world are suffering from a shortage of clean drinking water. In the long run. In the long run is an idiom. Shane doesn't enjoy exercising, but he knows that his hard work will pay off in the long run. Curriculum. Curriculum is a noun. Classes in reading, writing, and math are an important part of nearly every school's curriculum. Resume. Resume is a noun. John took his resume along when he went for a job interview. Your more information word is boost. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, let's go back to the top of our lesson here today. Our title is Computer Programming Skills in Demand. And we have some words from our word bank right there. Computer programming. That is creating programs for computers. Did you ever learn computer programming or study computer programming?
Well, if you did, that means that you know how to tell a computer what it should be doing. You can program it. Now, there's a good little phrase or sentence right there with the title, Learn to write code. So if you study computer programming, then you will need to learn to write codes for that computer.
That's right, and that is the process of creating a computer program from the very first step. I've never learned this, but it does sound interesting. Let's get started here. Everywhere you look these days, it's clear. There's no shortage of people using smartphones and tablets. That's true. I see people with smartphones and tablets all over the place.
Me too. They are very popular and a lot of people like to use them. And right there in that sentence, we have another key word. Shortage. Now, if there's a shortage of something, that means there's not enough of it, or there's a lack of it. You could say that in the summer, there was a water shortage. There was not enough water.
Okay, so a shortage of water, or a water shortage. Or maybe a country has a food shortage, or a shortage of food. So you can use this word in different ways. A shortage of water, or you could just say a water shortage. There is a shortage of people, or there's no shortage of people using smartphones and tablets.
That's right. There is no shortage of those people or those devices. There's also no shortage of how much we enjoy spending time with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Let's see what they have for us today.
As readers, we need to develop good discernment skills because sometimes writers will intentionally stretch the truth.
Today's article begins with the phrase, everywhere you look. The word everywhere should be a signal to you that our author is using hyperbole.
Now, also known as overstatement or exaggeration, hyperbole is a legitimate and useful language tool. It evokes strong feelings and emphasizes what's being said, but it is not to be taken literally.
Right. Everywhere we look? No, our author deliberately exaggerates to express his surprise over the incredible popularity of smartphones and tablets.
Now listen, everyone. We must have said this a million times already. Don't overuse exaggeration. Just like alliteration, which we highlighted last month, the more you exaggerate, the less effective it becomes as a stylistic device.
That's right. If you use it too much, people won't pay attention to you when you really do need to emphasize a point.
Here are a few other examples of hyperbole you might hear in everyday speech. Like, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
My backpack weighs a ton.
And that joke was so funny, he laughed his head off.
Ha 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 ha! Exaggerate. 这是个动词, 名词就是 exaggeration 或 overstatement. 在文法上, 这种修辞手法叫做 hyperbole, 就是夸张法。 比如说, I told you a million times. 我已经讲了 N 万遍了, 其实也许只讲了不到十次。 今天的课文一开始就说, Everywhere you look, 我们都会看到使用智慧型手机和平板电脑的人。 真的是放眼各处, 望向任何地方都有人在玩手机吗? 好像没有那么夸张。 这就是hyperbole. Hyperbole最好是适度的使用, 要不然放羊的孩子讲的话是没有人会相信的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So, of course, there's no shortage of people that use smartphones and tablets. But we read here, of course, users don't need to know how to write the programs their devices use. And that's true. I have a smartphone and a tablet and a computer. I don't need to know how to write these programs.
No, you don't need to. However, in the next sentence we read, in the opinion of nonprofit foundation code.org, however, it's probably time they consider learning. So, most people don't know how to write the codes that are needed to run the devices that they use every day. But in the opinion of code.org, they should start learning.
All right, in the opinion. of something or someone or a company. That's a good phrase to know. In my opinion, there is lots to learn here at Studio Classroom, but I think a lot of people feel the same way. I hope that's your opinion as well.
Yes, I hope that is your opinion. And we continue to learn a little bit more about why they have this opinion on why people should learn how to write code. The group claims that a shortage of computer programmers could lead to 1 million programming jobs being left empty in the next decade. Wow, that is a lot of jobs that don't have anyone trained to fill them.
Exactly, Carolyn. So this could be kind of a big issue. This could happen within the next decade. 1 million jobs just left empty. Well, I hope that doesn't happen. And we read here, not a good thing for a world that runs on technology. No, of course it's not good because our world does use a lot of technology and we need people that understand how to write code. I like the way this sentence is worded here. A world that runs on technology. Actually, we use the phrase to run on something when we talk about electricity. This runs on batteries or this runs on electricity. And of course, our world sometimes runs on technology.
It does indeed. Well, right now, it is time for us to look a little bit closer at that sentence with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence, not a good thing for a world that runs on technology. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice how the sentence begins with not a good thing. It's a short way of saying that is not a good thing. In other words, what was just mentioned is not a good thing for a world that runs on technology. You can begin a sentence or a clause with this phrase, not a good thing, when you are in an informal situation and you want to make an immediate comment on how something is not good for a situation. For example, the only way to get to the restaurant is by walking up a stony path. Not a good thing for female guests who are wearing high heels. Or, the weather forecast says it will rain this weekend. Not a good thing for anyone with outdoor plans. So give this phrase a try. Think of something that is not a good thing for a situation and practice using this phrase. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. It's always a good thing to learn something with you in the Grammar Gym. Continuing, in the long run, Code.org hopes to increase the number of high schools offering computer programming classes. Well, that sounds pretty good.
That does sound good. In the long run, this is what their goal is. So, it's not happening right now, but in the long run. Those are words from our word bank. That means this is your plan in the end. It's your end goal. What will happen in the long run?
So you are planning for the future, a long time in the future, not within the next year even, but within the next 10 years, since the next decade could have 1 million empty programming jobs.
That's right. Well, you could use that phrase in other ways too. You could say we're spending a lot of money now, but in the long run, don't worry, we will be saving the money. Well, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 shortage 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 short 短的这个形容词，所以 shortage 是指短缺或不足。例如 ，There's an acute shortage of food and medical supplies in the war zone， 战区内食物以及医药补给品严重的短缺。或者是 The long and dry summer led to a serious shortage of water， 既长又干旱的夏季导致严重的缺水问题。继续我们看的是 in the long run 这个成语， run 在这里是指期间，所以 in the long run 是指就长远来看。例如 investing in new products might cost money， but in the long run it will keep the company in the lead。投资在新产品上也许要花钱，但是就长远来看可以让公司保持领先。 和它相对的成语是 in the short run, 意思就是从短期来看。例如 cutting prices might increase sales in the short run, but it doesn't bring in profits. 削价在短期内或许会增加销售量，但是却不会带来任何利润。We have a very interesting article today, Computer Programming Skills in Demand. Do you know anything about computer programming? Can you write in code? If not, you might want to start learning because code.org says that there could be 1 million programming jobs open within the next decade. There is a shortage of people trained on how to program the technology that the world runs on now.Well, we have a lot more to learn about how they are going to complete their task in the long run. What is their plan? Let's read that now.
Computer programming skills in demand. They want computer programming to become part of the main curriculum.In the short run, students whose schools lack such classes can choose from online courses. A good starting place is CodeAcademy.com, which offers free courses in programming languages such as JavaScript and Python. Often students assume that coding skills are only necessary for computer professionals. But nearly all professions, from teaching to business, involve some work related to computers and the Internet. Resumes that list programming skills will stand out from ones that don't. So give that resume a boost and learn to code today.
Well, let's continue learning what code.org has in mind for the long run.We read here, they want computer programming to become part of the main curriculum. That is the main curriculum in schools. Let's look at that word from our word bank. The curriculum, that is all of the courses or all of the classes that a school offers.
That's right. So what is the curriculum at your school? What classes are available for students to take?Maybe the curriculum at your school includes a foreign language class like English, or it could include other languages as well, French, Spanish, German. There are many out there. What was included in your high school curriculum, Gabe?
Well, what was included? Well, actually, we did have the option of taking Chinese, Spanish, or German when I was in high school. We had some art classes and music classes, some of which I took.There was a journalism class in the curriculum after I graduated, but not while I was in high school. So sometimes a school's curriculum will change.
That is very true, and that is what Code.org hopes to do. They want computer programming to become part of the curriculum or be added to it, just along with math and science and languages. They want computer programming in there too. And we continue reading...In the short run, students whose schools lack such classes can choose from online courses.
All right, so we talked about the phrase in the long run. We use that phrase more often, but here they're just having fun. In the short run, that means quickly or something that you can do soon, here is what you can do. You can go and take some online courses. And we read, a good starting place is CodeAcademy.com.Which offers free courses in computer or in programming languages such as JavaScript and Python. Maybe you've heard of these before, JavaScript, Python, or maybe other ones like C++ or C++, different computer programming courses.
Those are very common ones and very good ones to know when you are just starting out. Fairly basic and easy to learn computer programming code languages. And we see that they are called programming languages. You have to use them and learn them just like you would any other language.
That's right. So it might take some time. As you know, it's not that easy to learn another language. It takes time. You would have to learn the language of writing code as well. We read here, often students assume that coding skills are only necessary for computer professionals. I would add that not only students feel that way, but I mean, I feel that way sometimes too. This is only necessary for computer professionals.
Well, you might think that, but nearly all professions, from teaching to business, involve some work related to computers and the internet. So, some point during your day, your work day, you are probably going to be using a computer. If you are writing a research paper, you're going to need the internet in order to do some of your research.
And I would add that this could help you be creative. If you're a teacher and you want to come up with a creative lesson in the classroom, you could create something with a computer program or writing in code. Create something fun for your students. Well, let's continue here. Resumes that list programming skills will stand out from ones that don't. Let's look at our keyword there, a resume. Carolyn, what's a resume?
Well, a resume is a document, usually a printed piece of paper, that lists all of your work experience, everything that you've done in the past, when you did it, and where you worked.
And so, if you want to apply to work somewhere, that company might ask for you to send in your resume. Maybe you feel like your resume needs a new look. Well, you can update your resume. These are different ways to use that word. Another word is in the next sentence. You could give your resume a boost. We read, so give that resume a boost and learn to code today.
Something else you may want to do to that resume from the previous sentence is make it stand out from other resumes. So if you make something stand out, then it is easily noticed or seen. It gets the person's attention.
All right, so what stands out to you? If you are going to update your resume, then maybe you want to do something that makes it stand out from the other resumes that the company might get. They want to look at the resume and say, wow, this is pretty special. It stands out. Well, what makes you stand out? Right now it's time for us to join Michelle. She always has something very good for us to learn in the language lab.
All right, 继续我们看的是 curriculum 这个名词。 Curriculum 是指课程。 例如, our school's English curriculum is fun and interactive. 我们学校的英文课程既好玩又具互动性。 或者是 Susie is in charge of the curriculum development of the department. Susie 负责这个科系的课程研发。最后我们看的是 boost 这个名词。 Boost 是指提升或加强。例如 the government hoped that cutting taxes would give a boost to the economic growth. 政府希望减税可以给经济成长一剂强心针。 Boost 也可以当动词, 例如 the company's stock price was boosted by its great financial report. 这家公司的股价因为表现良好的财报而上涨。 And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
Well, today we found out that writing in code could be very valuable. It could be a very valuable skill to have. Well, have you ever written in code? Do you know how to do computer programming? Carolyn, have you ever written in code?
Actually, Gabe, I have. I have written a code for you in HTML.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What does this say? Oh, it says this text is bold, but what are the other letters about, Carolyn?
Well, Gabe, you will see. Watch what this code can do.
Wait for it. Wait a... Whoa. Yeah. It says this text is bold. And it's actually bold.
It is bold.
I mean, it's bolder.
Yes, yes. So those little symbols on the end with the letters combined makes the text in between them bold.
Interesting. Well, Carolyn can write in code. Very nice. What about you? Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.